This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
On my head and not my shoulders, and that's because he thinks he's a lot younger than he is. But this is Adrian Berg, and we all know that we're about 15 years younger than our chronologic age. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? About aging. And we are thrilled. We just got our affiliate list. We're now on 36 stations throughout the country. And they said it wouldn't last, huh? Well, the fact is that I had a wonderful experience just last night. I was in New York City with Intelligence Squared, which is a debate setting like TED Talks, except in debate format. And the question was, are we living long enough or are we living too long? And we had the likes of Aubrey de Grey, which I call an immortalist, although he says he's not an immortalist, and Paul Volpe. On the other side of the debate, and a couple of others who are going to be on our show, dealing with issues of what about living to 150? What about stopping at age 75 voluntarily? Can you imagine that debate? Well, I'm going to give you all the details of it, and you'll be able to hear it, too, online if you wish. We'll have that on our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com, GenerationBoldRadio.com. You'll be able to hear my question, which they kind of didn't answer. We'll discuss that in the second part of our show. But if we are going to be living all that long, where might we be living? And that is the topic of today's segment. We'll also be talking later on about the White House initiative with regard to elder abuse and elder fraud and how to get yourself a safety net for yourself and your family. But for this segment of our show, I want to introduce you to David Schless. He's the president of ASHA, and that is the American Seniors Housing Association. I've had the privilege of being at many of their conferences. They are the leader, I believe, in getting information out with regard to senior housing. And, David, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing I think we have to do for our audience is define senior housing. Look, there are over 55 communities for people who are playing golf and running up Kilimanjaro. And there's senior housing that's also dementia care and everything in between. So when you say senior housing, what do you mean and what are the trends?
Well, I think you're right. And that was, you know, really one of the challenges for us with this website that we've recently launched, whereyoulivematters.org. You know, we really wanted to build something that addressed the full spectrum from senior apartments and independent living to assisted living, memory care, life plan or continuing care retirement communities. And, you know, that really was, you know, one of the challenges that we had doing this because we certainly do have a lot of different types of senior housing that our members are involved in, and, you know, obviously choice has really been, you know, one of the key mantras, I think, for the industry over the past 20, 25 years or so. So there's really a lot more options for folks to consider.
Yeah, and I think that is confusing because there's so many choices, and there are so many aspects to where you're going to live. that the word senior housing is almost becoming synonymous with the word housing. Is it going to be affordable housing for people who can qualify? Are we talking about over 55 communities that are extremely expensive, actually? Are we talking about assisted livings, CCRCs? We talk about all this, or even shared housing. So tell us again the website that we can go to and what we'll find there that might alleviate some of our confusion.
Well, the name of the website is whereyoulivematters.org, O-R-G, and it really is a website that was built to provide information to consumers about all of the different types of lifestyle options that one might consider. We really had several things in mind. I mean, we really wanted to provide information that was, helpful to both seniors as well as their adult children. Some of the things that we cover in the website includes choosing well to live well, comparison of lifestyle options. We wanted to, help folks learn about life at a retirement community. We have information about planning to live well longer. We have information that we think will be very helpful to families who are involved in the decision-making process. We know that, this would be probably, more for, folks that were looking at a more care-oriented option, such as assisted living or memory care. But we know, that families are often involved in that decision.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we also have some information there about finances and, preparing for, long-term care, et cetera. So we really tried to cover, a number of things that we think are important to seniors and their families. And I think the intent really on the website is to continue adding content. And, we really see this as a public service. It's not a referral service. We're not steering anyone to, any particular option, and certainly not to any particular community. But our sense was that, the decision-making process can be, very overwhelming. And, we wanted to, help provide, information that really helps, people digest some of the options out there.
Yeah, one of the things that I do want to mention, and by the way, this is why I love the show Generation Bold, because we get out information to people that they could really use, and this particular website is one of those pieces of information. And so is actually everything about ASHA, because it has been devoted itself, I guess before it was cool, to the issue of senior housing. But let me ask you something, David. One of the issues is psychological. There are two types of people. One who will say that they will age in place, and you'll still see their fingerprints on the doorknob if you try to pull them away from their home, no matter what physical stage they're in. Mm-hmm. And their family, very frankly, is having terrible trouble getting them to move. These are tough old birds, and it's very difficult to persuade them to go into any kind of level of care and leave their home. Mm-hmm. And then there are the others who are planners, and they figure, at some point I'm going to leave this too big home, and I'm going to go somewhere else. So what do you suggest? 46 years old is the average age of a caregiver working. Young people that have to persuade their family members to possibly be in transition. Does the website help, and what's your thinking on all of this, your personal thinking on this?
Well, first of all, I think your commentary is spot on. Certainly there are people who, don't want to think about, options and don't think about options and, end up, sometimes really, having to make decisions under less than desirable circumstances. For me, I think one of the things that's always struck me, and probably most people who have worked in senior housing, is that, really almost sentiment that that you'll find when you talk to residents and their families. And a lot of times you'll chat with a resident and they'll say, my goodness, I wish I had done this sooner. I've also one of the one of the most poignant things I remember at a community that I was visiting. One of the residents said to me how she was really expressing how sad she felt when she saw someone who moved in, and they had waited too long to really enjoy all of the benefits of the community that she had lived in for several years. So, we know that for some percentage of the population, they would really enjoy living in some type of senior living community. Our research, and we've done this work over probably about 20 years or so, I mean, there really is probably a very small percentage of folks who really would not probably ever enjoy moving to a senior living community. And one of the characteristics that you see when you study this is that there's a very small percentage of people that really have no desire to be social.
Yeah.
And you can ask a whole range of questions, and they'll tell you, for example, that they would rather eat by themselves every single day of the week. They're just not social, and for those folks, senior living probably is not a great option.
Yeah, so we're going to be back in a minute. I was speaking with David Schloss. We're talking about where you can live because where you live matters. When we return, I'm going to talk about something that I call the secret sauce. And I bet David has a lot to say about this. And this is Generation Bold. This is Adrian Berg. And don't go anywhere because we're going to make sure you live well. And we're going to make sure also that you're not a victim of elder abuse.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
You may think that
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Wow. And for those of you who don't know, that is a 10-minute musical that was actually written on aging for us, specifically for our show. You can hear the entire musical with the husband, the wife, grandma, on our wonderful website, GenerationBoldRadio.com. We have a book club because many of our guests are authors. We have a beautiful picture gallery. I'm just putting in now a picture of a gentleman who turned 100 in Baltimore, and their family sent me his picture. So fascinating life stories are there, and also very inspirational photographs. So, you know, we want to change the image of aging, and one of my favorite parts, and you'll be hearing a little bit about that today, is Ageism Police. We will be reviewing 45 years, the movie, in our next segment of our show. Easy for you to say, guys. All right, but right now we're talking about where you're going to live. We're speaking with David Schless, who is the president of ASHA, American Senior Housing Association. And right before we completed our first segment here, I was saying that there's a secret sauce that makes all the difference in going into any kind of congregate facility, whether it's a congregate care, shared housing, or even what we have the more active adult communities. And I didn't say what that secret sauce was, but I'm going to tell it to David right now. I think it's the activities director. I don't think it's the chandeliers. I don't think it's the color of the walls. I think it's two things. It's the food and the activities director, because that are the two things that creates community. And I know that you have probably a lot to say about that, and it also relates a good deal to one of your expert guests on your web series that has to do with masterpiece living. So start first with this issue of activities. How much has that become a centerpiece through the years as ASHA has been studying the issue of senior housing?
Well, you know, I think there's no question that I think there are a variety of benefits that people enjoy, and certainly activities, engagement, are very high on the list. I think over the past 10, 15, 20 years, we've really just seen a tremendous evolution in terms of the types of programming and activities, and engage opportunities to to be engaged. And they're really they span all types of interests. I know one of the things that when we were shooting some of the video for whereyoulivematters.org, I flew out to Chicago where we were doing some of this video production, and as I got out of my rental car, the first thing I saw was a group of residents on their bicycles, and it was a bike club, and they are avid avid cyclists, and that was something that they all enjoy doing. And we actually got some terrific footage of this particular bike club that's on the website. But, you know, I think, you know, the misperceptions people have are, you know, of course, well, you know, it's bingo or, things like that. And you know, while there may be bingo games that are played in these communities, there's just so much more. And I think, you know, one of the reasons that we did want to invest in video content on this website was really to try and show people, you know, what it's like to live in, you know, in some of these communities. And I think, you know, we really tried to, you know, capture the richness of, you know, the programming and the activities. And, you know, of course, you know, no one's, you know, it is your home, so no one's going to force you to, you know, participate if you don't want to. But there really are just so many activities and, you know, such a diverse range of programming that, you know, really keeps you engaged. And I think that's, you know, one of the messages that Dr. Roger Landry has always, you know, talked about. And, you know, of course, his work is really, you know, based on, you know, successful aging longitudinal research study. So it's really grounded in research on successful aging. And there's no question about that. Being engaged, you know, having relationships are, you know, really, really important things at all ages. And, you know, and that's one of the things that when you talk to, you know, residents and, you know, family members, I mean, that is really one of the great, you know, benefits of communal living, again, whatever type of community you're talking about. And listen, I'm a you know, very big fan of home health care. And, you know, for some folks, home health care makes perfect sense and they have a network of friends and there's still social engagement. But, you know, for some, you know, they really don't have that engagement. And yes, you can, you know, deliver, you know, certain home care services and, you know, 15-minute increments or 20-minute increments. But, you know, if the individual's really at home by themselves, you know, the rest of the day, they're really isolated.
Yes,
and,
that's really true.
I agree with you.
The activities director is the secret sauce there, because we're studying in our world, because we do a lot of consulting, what goes on in what's called age-friendly communities, places where people can age in place. And really, they're duplicating what you're talking about. And it's very difficult to do that, because it's very difficult to get a community with that aging-in-place community to get together for the cycling. We happen to personally get together for long-distance walking, and that's become a very big part of my life. However, it's not an easy thing to do. You really have to have one mover and shaker who's a volunteer and willing to do all these things. Whereas in a community like you're talking about, you've got the activities director, and it's their job. And it does make things much, much easier. I will also say, too, though, that Masterpiece Living, which is what you were alluding to with Dr. Landry, takes a look at each resident and asks the resident, what's on the top of your life engagement list? And how can we create a schedule for you so that you are getting your birding in, or you're able to paint, or you're going to write that book, or you're going to play the ukulele, as one of my friends always calls these kinds of things. So I think that's very, very important. I think, though, we have to look at the end of our little session here, and I'm speaking with David Schless, the American Seniors Housing Association president, about the title, Where You Live Matters. Boy, does it matter, and it matters also financially. So we thank you for being with us, David, and one last time, what's the website?
The website is whereyoulivematters.org, O-R-G, and we hope that folks will visit the site, and as I mentioned earlier, we are very much committed to continuously updating and refreshing the site. So we hope folks will, visit on a regular basis.
Right. Visit early and often,
absolutely,
as we would say. And we're hoping to broadcast. I'm making a pitch, folks, to broadcast right from their conference this summer, be a wonderful thing to do, because then we can get some of their speakers on. You can really hear about the different choices that you have, as well as see the wonderful website. We'll be back in a minute, so you don't get caught in the snare of elder fraud.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139. and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
You may think that
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold. And this is the second portion of our show. Of course, this is one of the very few shows in this country, and of course, it can be heard through our apps online, as well as 36 stations where you can simply turn on the radio and hear us every single week, that deals with issues of aging. And some of these issues are frivolous and wonderful, and 30 is, you know, the 60 is the new 30, and all these type of things. But some of the issues are very deep, very cutting, very hurtful. And that is the issue of elder abuse, financial abuse, scams, frauds perpetrated on the older population. And when this happens, it's not just a matter of money. It becomes a matter of self-respect. It becomes a matter of being able to trust yourself. You begin to not trust other people, and you begin to not trust your own judgment. And sometimes elder fraud begins a decline in health that's entirely disproportionate to even the amount of money that might have been lost. Now, because of this, and because it's so much proliferation in this country, at the White House Conference on Aging, where I was privileged to be a member of the press there, invited in July, and I've covered this many times. I've just written an article on the issues of finances and Social Security, which will be on our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com. That came out of that conference, but another thing came out of that conference, and it's still under the radar, and that is that the Justice Department, the feds, are now looking at financial elder abuse and physical elder abuse as a federal crime. Until and up to that conference, it was only considered a state issue, and Kathy Greeley, our Secretary of Aging, was there with local enforcement and the Justice Department to make this a federal issue. But what can you do about it in your own personal life? Well, we're here with Howard Tischler, who is the founder and CEO of Eversafe, and it is something that you can access for yourself and your own family. It's a commercial enterprise that recognizes this terrible problem of elder fraud and identity theft and telemarketers that really dupe older adults and take away their self-esteem, not just their money. So thank you for being with us, Howard.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now I know that you had started this because of a financially exploitation that your own mom experienced. And Eversafe is kind of the result of all that. That's what happens when entrepreneurs have troubles, they create a business. So tell me a little bit about that, Howard. What happened in your own family?
So in my own family, my mother was called by a telemarketer, and she was sold an auto club policy that included free oil changes, et cetera. Yet there was only one problem, and that was my mother didn't own a car, didn't have a driver's license, and was legally blind. So she really had no use for what the telemarketer was selling her, yet she ended up buying it, and it was an $80 a month recurring charge. So you might think, well, $80 a month, but when you're living on Social Security and a small annuity, $80 a month is significant. My mother was a bookkeeper. She understood financial matters very well. When she retired, she had identified for me, this is what my budget is for my expenses, this is what my income is, I have everything well covered. Until these perpetrators started digging into her for financials and taking advantage of her. Other telemarketers called her, sold her things. She couldn't keep up on her credit card bills, late payment fees every month. The credit card company jacked her up to the max interest rate, even though she had never been late on the credit card before all this started. She brought a friend in to help her pay her bills, and the friend started writing herself checks once a month. She had the forethought to buy a long-term care policy, but somewhere along the line, she stopped paying on the long-term care policy, and it lapsed. So not only did my mother lose her lifetime of savings, but the family ended up having to support her for the last 6 years of her life, which involved kind of a series after I talked to her about having bought something she didn't need. It turned into a cycle of her going into the hospital, nursing home, assisted living, around and around. At the time, I didn't know that financial abuse could have health implications. Today, I understand that very, very well.
Yeah. And it's a harrowing story, but there are many, many stories like that. Now let's talk about the other aspect of this. You're a tech guy. You've got a big, big, long resume, George Washington University Engineering Hall of Fame, fairly recently in 2012, and lead director of Dealer Track Technologies and so on, lots of boards. Technology is not so easy for older adults. We deal with it all the time. On this show, we're constantly encouraging people to get wired. So we call it Get Wired. And I lecture all over on overcoming this resistance. But Eversafe is a kind of technology to protect older adults and against identity theft. I want to go through this first, Howard, in one direction, and that is somebody like yourself, somebody who is a baby boomer or tech-savvy person who wants to help an older parent who would not be able to use technology. How could Eversafe be used by the older child in this case? Let's start with that one, okay?
So certainly one of the things that Eversafe supports is not only the older adult participating in Eversafe, but also having trusted advocates as well. And that's an important aspect of this. So it's a team. If the older adult wants help, they can get help from their adult children or other trusted advocates, their lawyer, their accountant, their financial advisor, whoever they feel is part of their inner circle who can work with them. From a technology perspective, we do require that they access technology to a certain extent, but we will deliver the alerts. We have three ways of delivering alerts. They can come in email, they can come via text, or we actually have a phone service that will actually call them with the alerts. So they need to get on the computer to verify that they are who they say they are by answering a couple of questions that come out of their credit report in order to validate who they are. But after that, their advocate can work with them or they can get their alerts by phone. So obviously we're addressing an older population and we are trying to make the technology applicable to them however they can consume it.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about identity theft and fraud, but also these telemarketers, because I think a lot of our listeners have heard about services that might follow your credit report, or perhaps they even do it themselves. But the business of the telemarketer and fraud, that is something that's almost like lightning in a bottle. And we want to talk a little bit about how Eversafe integrates with that. And before we do, I promise everybody the ageism police. We haven't had ageism police on our show for a while. Take a look at GenerationBold.com, GenerationBoldRadio.com, and you can listen to our past ageism police grading of different arts, movies, shows, and advertising. And are they ageist or not? Well, I want to give my second 10. And that is to a movie. The movie is called 45 Years, and Charlotte Rampling is the star of that. It's about a 45-year-old marriage that has a little bit of a loop in it because of the discovery of a former love. It's not what you think, but you should see the movie. Why do I give it a 10, which is the highest rating we can give it? Because it nails it. It gets right what it means to have a very, very long marriage. It gets the nuances, the dance that people do. And in fact, metaphorically, it ends in a dance. Because a very long marriage is a kind of dance, with missteps, with right steps, with joys, with music, with a background, the background of each other's lives. And they're able to show this in a subtle way. Now, I will say it's a slow-moving movie. For those of you who don't like a foreign type of movie, which this is not a U.S. movie, still, it has that feeling of it. So if you're looking for things to blow up, if you're looking for a lot of noise, don't see 45 years. But if you're looking for two people that really know how to act, by the way, and they're almost both on stage or on the screen 100% of the time, with a really good message, which is life is long, marriage can be long, it's okay, it's not perfect, it goes on, cherish each other, have an attitude of gratitude for the relationship that you have created. Don't blow it in the end run, but enjoy it. And we'll be back. We'll be talking about something a little bit less enjoyable, which is self-protection from fraud. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, Almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
You may think that
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and we're coming to our last segment on this wonderful show. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. It's the only show that deals with issues of aging in its realistic way and points you in the right direction to solve some of the problems that you already know you have. And even as we're doing here with Howard Tischler, who is the president of Eversafe, some of the problems you may not be aware of, problems that you don't know you have, but boy, once you know, you'll be sorry you didn't prevent them. And so prevention is such an important thing, both with regard to our health, but also with regard to our money. Before we go back to Howard, I want to remind everybody that we are on 36 different stations. Most of the time, it's 10 to 11 a.m. on Sundays, but different stations have us on at different times. And you can hear us from wherever you are in the world on our apps, and also our archived shows are online. So if you will go to generationboldradio.com, you can access the app so that you can listen from your mobile phone, and you can also take a look at our archives. And if there's a show or a guest that you missed, you can certainly listen to it or even forward it to somebody who you think needs the particular information on the show. Last but not least, we have a beautiful picture gallery. We just put in a picture of a 100-year-old gentleman that was sent to us from a family in Baltimore. If you have someone you love, if you have an inspirational picture, please send it. And you'll see exactly how to do that. All right, we go back to Howard Tischler. He's the founder and CEO of Eversafe. Now, this is a system that protects older adults from fraud, identity theft, and telemarketers that are unscrupulous. And during our break, I asked Howard, gee, you know, we kind of know from ads and all different things about identity theft and credit scores and this sort of thing. But telemarketers, how can you protect us from telemarketers? And he had a great answer. So, Howard, tell us about how Eversafe works in that arena.
So, the first thing I want to say is that identity theft is really a small part of the problem that affects older adults. So, when we look at telemarketers, we look at things like new charges and new categories. We look at repetitive charges that are happening month over month. So you might have a repetitive charge that is the same every month, and now all of a sudden they add another feature to it. So there are ways to look at the charges that are coming through, and we look at cumulative charges across all of your credit cards and all of your accounts in order to identify when telemarketers are actually getting into an older person's life and they are incurring charges that they did not expect.
You know, I don't mince words, Howard, and I just have to tell everybody some of the reasons that older adults get hooked into telemarketers. Aside from the fact they're very good at what they do and they're trained in all kinds of neuro-linguistic ways of hooking people, is that older adults are lonely and they want to talk to anybody. And they are lonely because their family doesn't talk to them. So there you are. You know, I say it like I see it. And the fact is, if they had somebody else to talk to, they wouldn't have to talk to telemarketers. But here comes Howard, who actually had an experience with his mom. And it wasn't that way at all. You were a devoted family. And your mother did get taken in by a telemarketer. So it could happen to anyone. And you must be very, very sensitive, Howard. I'm probably very angry about telemarketers, and you're doing a great job in looking at the bones of how people are using their money to detect that they may be getting scammed. Now, if you discover that people are having these new recurring charges that never happened before, what do you do? How do you let them know about it, and what should they then do about it?
So we issue alerts to the older adult, as well as anybody that they have designated as a trusted advocate. So it's important that if they want help, that we are notifying not only them, but their trusted advocates as well. Now, when one of those charges occur, they can either identify what they want to do themselves, or they can contact us, and we will give them advice as to how to address the particular issue. Typically, there will be a phone number on the credit card statement that can be called and to cancel the charge. And if it won't get canceled, you can get it canceled through the credit card company.
You know, are you seeing a trend? Are you seeing a trend? Is there like a particular kind of telemarketing pressure or fraud? You talked about your mom not even having a car and being sold car insurance. Is there something we should be aware of or look for?
You know, it comes in many different forms. It's not like I can say, hey, be on the lookout for this. It's really a matter of monitoring what's going on in your bank accounts, in your credit cards, and identifying that something unusual, suspicious activity is occurring, and get the word out about that suspicious activity. If you're only looking at your statements, you look at them once a month. We download the financial transactions on a daily basis, and we will send out the alerts on a daily basis if we find suspicious activity. We look at your history, so this is based on your financial behavior, on the individual's financial behavior, and the suspicious activity is monitored against that. So there's not one type of telemarketer fraud that I can tell you about, because it can come in many, many different forms.
All right, now before we leave you, though, how do people find out about Eversafe?
They can go to www.eversafe.com, or if they would like to call us, they can call us at 888-575-3837. Once again, that's www.eversafe, E-V-E-R-S-A-F-E.com, or call us at 888-575-3837.
And as I mentioned before, everything is archived, so if you missed it or you didn't get a chance to write this down, you can always re-listen to it on our GenerationBoldRadio.com. Now, you know, before we leave you, I do want to thank you very much. I'm glad that you have created this because it helps many, many people, but I'm sorry that it came from some pain in your family. But this is one of those cases where you took a very big lemon and you turned it into lemonade for a lot of people, and it's great that you have, as a tech guy, the ability to do this. So I hope you're proud for your mom.
I am very proud for my mom, and may she rest in peace, that we're on a mission to take care of this problem, and I thank you for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. And for you guys, you know what I'm going to say? This is the best time of your life, so get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.